The Sherwin-Williams Summer Sale is here. Get 30% off select paints and stains or 35% off our newest product, Emerald Symmetry, July 17th through the 27th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Welcome to the Meatball Pod. Meatballs, happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday, Meatballs. Welcome back. So we have so much to talk about today, I feel.
I mean, every single week, there's just crazy things going on.
And what a fun weekend I had. I had the best Mother's Day. How about
I was like drunk.
I know. Nicole's like messaging my stories like two bottles of Josh wine gone already. I'm like, yeah, there's like, first of all, that wasn't just me. Chris's family and my family also like to drink. Everybody.
So when I know Gina's drinking and I have like FOMO, I'm always like looking at her stories and then I could tell in her voice right away if she's like starting to get buzzed. And I was just like, I was having FOMO, I have to say.
We had the best Mother's Day. We had hibachi. The kids had so much freaking fun. Hibachi to you is amazing. Honestly, if you guys... Yes. You guys need to use them.
They listened to our podcast. They heard that you shouted them out.
Yeah, they are so, so cute. Fun. And we always get, usually they give us Yoshi. He's our cook, and he's so fun. But I mean, Chris's family is a lot of fun. My family is a lot of fun. So, like, everybody was just, like, doing sake. The kids were doing, like, water. They were doing the trying to catch the egg in everybody's hats. Like, we were just so all cute. Having a blast. And then Chris's brother. So I said, I was like, oh my God, I definitely married into the right family. Because although Chris isn't like a big, big partier, his brothers basically are. So they were doing sake. They were going head to head who could do the sake the longest. And they were going past like a minute, these two. And oh, I'm like, well, God. Happy Mother's Day.
Did I get drunk?
Oh, everybody was drunk. Yeah.
Stop. I love it. Because then you stopped posting stories. And then you went on. So I'm watching Gina's story. And then, you know, I feel like when she's in the zone of like posting like that, she'll keep going. And then she stopped. And I'm like, what the heck? And then I saw she went on Chris's Instagram. And now it's on Chris's story. So I'm like, all right, we're over here now. So I'm like, oh my God.
No, my phone died. Oh, you knew it was me on Chris's phone?
You said it's Dina. You said it's me, Dina.
I can't. So, because I told them I would post for them, and they're so, so great. They're so nice. They're so accommodating that I just, I really want to like make sure their business gets like a lot of love. Totally. So my phone died because I'm the worst. I'm the worst at charging my phone. And Chris is like, here, just use my phone. But when I tell you, everybody had so much fun. Did you see of my mom? My mom was like, I don't want everybody to think we were super wasted. We were like drunk, having fun. Like the kids were having a blast. Yeah. But my mom was like a little buzzed because she was drinking her sangria and she kept trying to do the egg in her hat. And she just looked so silly. She had the turtle face on. She literally had my turtle face on.
That's like, where you get it.
Yeah. I can't. But yeah, so I had such a fun Mother's Day. And then after we went inside and like we had some red wine, we were relaxing, we were playing with the kids, we were dancing. Like literally we were all dancing to Greatest Showman.
Like such a fun time.
Yeah. Like Jules was dancing with like Nick and then I was dancing with CJ and Cam. It was just like such a fun, fun day. But I'm not going to lie. So Chris calls me and he goes the next day, which I was like, which was Monday. And the kids, first of all, had like little colds. So CJ kept home from school because he didn't feel great. And then I didn't feel good because I was pretty hungover. And Chris calls me. He's like, how are you feeling? I'm like, I'm all right. He goes, I started losing you towards the end of the night.
Stop. Did you like pass out?
No, because I guess like I put the kids to sleep and then I came back downstairs and I was like, what time is it? And he's like, it's 10 o'clock. I'm like, what? And then I'm like, no, really, what time is it? And he's like, it's 10 o'clock. And then I go, hey, Google, what time is it?
Oh, my, what is wrong with you?
And I'm like, he's like, and then I just was like, all right, I'm going to leave you alone because some I could go either way after that, you know?
Yeah. I was like, so, I'm gonna start annoying you. Bye.
Yeah. So he just like went to bed and then I went to bed, but I did not feel great on Monday, but I had the best Mother's Day. The kids were so sweet.
That's good.
Yeah. What about you? How was your Mother's Day?
So my Mother's Day was the total opposite because I was hungover on Mother's Day. And I had Giovanna's cheerleading banquet the night before, and which was amazing, by the way. So CJA, after the whole season of like competing and going crazy, we always have this big banquet at the end at like a, you know, wedding venue place, and you eat, they got a DJ, everybody dances. It's just such a good time. Just, you know, celebrating all the teams and like the hard work they put in and all the athletes and stuff. So it's like a really nice time, and all the cheer moms, like I literally love them. Like I just feel cozy with them. They don't like treat me like, oh my God, it's Snooki. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like they treat me like a normal cheer mom, which I love. So I just had a great time, and we ended up, me and Tracy got a party bus with other moms in town that go to the gym. So we were drinking on the party bus, and then we get there and, you know, we're drinking wine. I had a martini, then I had a wine. I was like switching. Me and Tracy got drunk. We were dancing on the dance floor with the coaches. I was dancing with like the Bombshells who are the world champs. It was just messy. But like every time we go to this thing, like it's always just like everyone's celebrating, drinking. So everybody has a great time, and the parents.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So I ended up feeling like crap the next day, just because, you know, when you go to venues like that, they don't have the best wines. They don't have like, you know, Josh or Coppola or Messy Malma, the stuff that I like that doesn't really give me a hangover. So that alone, like I woke up and I already felt it. And then I was like, oh my God, how am I going to do this today? So we ended up just going to Janice's, which was like actually amazing because, you know, Janice, she's cooking all the freaking things. So she had all the pasta, lasagna, chicken cutlets, literally like an Italian feast. And you know, when I'm hungover, like I need like that greasy stuff, and I didn't eat anything because I felt like a little sick in the morning. So I was just like chugging water, and then I was like, all right, we got to go to Janice's. Usually for Mother's Day, like I'll put like a nice dress on, I'll put some makeup on, I'll do my hair. I walked in pajamas, my hair in a bun. I was like, this is it. This is going to be.
It's Mother's Day. Honestly, the weather wound up being such crap, but I made it work with the hibachi, with the tents, thank God we had. But whatever. So you partied the night before. So you felt how I felt Monday.
But it was on Mother's Day. I felt like crap. So yeah. I ended up eating a ton of freaking pasta. I felt so much better after. And then we left. And then basically I showered the kids. I was like, you know, Angelo, bath time. We're getting in bed. And we were in bed by 7. I freaking loved it. He was on his iPad. I was watching my show. So it ended up turning out to be a nice Mother's Day, like a cozy Mother's Day. But I mean, I definitely celebrated. We just did it different days.
Ugh. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we really just enjoyed the hibachi is so good. The food was so good. And then Chris so got me, good. Like, so I told Chris, like, I don't want flowers because flowers I can never keep alive. I'm like the worst.
Oh my God, my flowers die the next day. I'm terrible.
So I asked him to get me a plant because my mom got me a plant last year and it's still thriving. So I was like, get me a plant. Yeah. Got me like a really, really nice plant for my house. So yeah, he got me like a really nice plant and a really beautiful heart with the boys like engraved inside of it with a light. It was really nice. So yeah, Chris hit it out of the park. So yeah, Mother's Day was great.
Yeah, it was definitely a Mother's Day to remember.
For sure.
We definitely meatballed it up. So I was so nervous because I'm not great. Like the last two banquets, it's not even that I like got like so drunk, but when I'm on the dance floor, my top comes down.
Yeah, I was gonna say, how did Pamela do this time around?
Pamela was very secured. I made sure to wear a halter top. It was like, so I wore like this cute, what did I wear? Oh, I wore cute black shorts, and then I had like this halter top that had like rhinestones on it.
Ooh, nice.
But then I made sure that it was a halter top so then I can tie it around my neck. So it's not just like a regular strap. So if I'm jumping up and down, it doesn't fall out. So they were very secure, and it came with like a built-in bra. So I knew like even if the halter top like came apart, it still wouldn't come down because I have a built-in bra. So I made sure to be responsible this year.
I can't. If I'm jumping around.
I was like jumping up and down. And yeah. I was like, I can still cheer and like doing cartwheels. Like, can you just go home? Like, please go home. So, yeah, that was me. I had a great time. And yeah, cheer is over. And now she has tryouts already on Friday. So getting back into it.
No, she's great. You know, she doesn't even really need to try out.
I know, phenomenal. And then I have to get ready this weekend. Well, I'm so excited because, we already saw each other.
Yeah, so right now we're actually pre-recording because we're filming again. I don't know if we're allowed to say, but like we're filming some stuff still. The season is not wrapped anymore, so we're
filming. Yeah, we thought we wrapped, but we lied.
We lied. We're not wrapped anymore. We're still just filming kidding. Some stuff. But I'm excited because we're going to Seaside, us girls, and I can't wait to just like go to Spicy's and get like drunk and have a good time.
Yeah, so I'm excited. I'm trying to get my store ready. Us girls, we're gonna go to the Snooki shop. So I'm like trying to get that ready with my my girl that's working. And then I'm so excited for Spicy's. I mean, I'm down. Like, I'm really excited for margaritas and chips and salsa. Mm-hmm. I just love all the food, so I'm definitely going to go in tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm excited to go to your store, and I'm definitely going to buy some stuff. And then I'm excited that I'm allowed back at Spicy's. I got kicked out of there for a while, and now I'm allowed back.
Oh, yeah, if you guys remember, this is where Diener had her arrest, before she had her meatball arrest. She was living it up at Spicy's, and then she got banned for a while. Yeah. How long did they ban you?
A couple of years. They banned me.
That is drama.
I was like, oh, please relax. But yeah, they banned me. But now I'm unbanned and I had to go and I apologize to the people.
I can't.
But yeah.
It's not like you did anything bad there. You got arrested because you were like dancing in the street. It's not like you caused like a ruckus and a fight.
Yeah, I don't know. But I guess they were trying to make an example.
Well, I'm glad you can go back.
Me too, because I love Spicy's. I love like their guac and I love their chips.
Oh my God, stop. I am so excited.
Ugh, I'm going to eat everything.
Same.
Yeah, so I'm excited to go back to Seaside and have a fun time. Since, you know, we are filming, I'm glad we're doing some fun stuff. But I'm excited because I miss you girls. So I feel like it's been a couple months.
I know, I definitely miss you guys. And I'm just trying to, like, get my shit together with packing and stuff because I go to Disney this weekend.
Oh my God, I'm so jelly.
Don't you go after me? Or you went already?
No, I go in July.
Oh, yeah, you go in July. Well, yeah. A little after me.
I have all my dinner reservations done, ready to go.
Love it. No, yeah, so I'm so excited. We stay at Animal Kingdom first, and then we go to Boardwalk, which is my favorite. So I'm really, really excited. I can't wait to see Mickey. I'm like trying to pack now. I just ran to Kohl's because Kohl's I feel like has the cutest stuff for kids with like Mickey stuff. So I went there and I did that. And then I did an Amazon order. So I just have to get everything in order. But then like also, you know, trying to get laundry done. So like I'm not leaving my house a mess. It's just like all these adulting things that I freaking hate to do. And I really considered hiring someone to do my laundry. I know that sounds like so bougie and annoying, but so many moms that I've talked to and they have 3 or 4 kids, they're like, I literally have no time for laundry, and they hire somebody to come and wash the clothes. And I'm like almost at that point because I have literally 10 loads to do before I have to leave.
Yeah, that's crazy. I do that too before I leave. I get all of my laundry done. I get everything like situated. That way when I get home,
you don't have to do it. You're exhausted.
It's done.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Animal Kingdom. So are you going to stay at like in a room where you could see the animals?
Yeah. So we're at that view and we have a 2-floor suite. So I'm literally so excited because, you know, I go with my in-laws and then we go with whoever can make it on Gianni's side, sibling wise. So only Janelle's coming this time. But between Janelle's family, my family, and then my in-laws, it's 10 people. So, I mean, it's not, no, yeah, 10, no, 10, no, 11 people. So It's definitely hard to like grab all these rooms and everything. So that's why I love Animal, because you could get the two floors and it's literally huge, like a big kitchen. It feels like you're in an apartment. So that's why I love Animal. And I love that you can like go out and see all the animals, because Angelo, you know, he's obsessed with all the animals and all that stuff. So he's going to love that. And I do love their pool, I have to say. Like, so they have like the big pool, you can lay out whatever. Their food is good that you order at the pool. But then they have like the little spritzers that come out of the floor. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, like the water fountain stuff.
Well, yes. And Angelo loves that. So I'm like very cozy that he can do that instead of swimming. Cause he's still in swimmies. He's not, you know, he can't like swim by himself yet. So that like eases my mind a little bit. And he can literally stay in there for like 2 hours and then, you know, I'll take him for a nap. But I'm just so excited. I'm nervous about how hot it's going to be, cause you know, I hate freaking sweating.
Oh yeah. But, I basically, when I go, I wear just like tank tops.
And well, yeah, because you go in July, it's got to be worse.
Oh, it's hot. But I put my hair in like a sock bun. I don't care what I look like when I'm in Disney.
I hardly wear makeup.
Yeah, I don't even bring makeup with me. I just put my hair in a sock bun and I have all like tank tops, like whatever.
I don't even bring foundation. All I bring is like my eyelash curler, mascara, and then I bring my lip balms and like maybe like a blush stick.
Yeah, I don't even do that. I don't, very rarely I would
That's literally all I put on.
Because during the day, we're going to do like pools and stuff. And then at night, we're going to do parks. So my face would just melt off anyway.
No, literally, it's not worth it. Can you imagine like putting on a full face and going to the park?
Oh my
Hell
God.
No.
It would just melt right off.
Oh, disgusting. And then all greasy. I'm not trying to do that.
Yeah, so I've never stayed at Animal Kingdom. Definitely on my bucket
list. Oh my God, the boys will love it.
Yeah. One thing I just don't know if I love about it is because it's like, I feel like it's far from all the other,
like. No, yeah, it's definitely not like on the grounds. Like you have to take a bus everywhere.
Yeah.
And that's like the only like sucky part about it. But I think the stay makes up for it.
Yeah. I mean, maybe one time, but I do like the convenience of like being close to certain parks, and you know, having to take a bus everywhere. Is it walkable to Animal Kingdom at least?
Which one?
Animal Kingdom. Like, is it connected to the actual park?
You still have to take a bus.
Oh, you still have to take a bus. Yeah. See, that's like, I want to try it, but I feel like I would be annoyed.
Yeah.
To do that.
That's why we're only staying for like 2 days. And then the rest of the time we go to Boardwalk.
Like, but that's also
we do that because also it's hard to get these freaking rooms for all of us.
Well, yeah.
We're booking a year, more than a year in advance. And it's just so hard.
Yeah. Well, that's crazy. I can't believe you're going already this weekend. I feel like time's flying.
Time is flying. And can we just talk about me being psychotic on TikTok? So I went down the rabbit hole of like I already knew what mimics are, but then I really went down the rabbit hole with mimics. And now for every single night this week, I'm like getting the kids ready for bed.
Kids don't call on your name?
Yeah, so I get the kids ready for bed and I put on cartoons for them and they fall asleep. And then I'm about to fall asleep and then it pops into my head because my window's open a little bit. I'm like, what if they say my name? And I'm like, fuck. So no, now it's in my head and I'm like thinking and then I'm like, cancel.
No, you cannot. Yeah, you're not allowed.
I know, stop. Oh my God, I keep thinking about it every time I fall asleep. I'm like, you know what? Don't say my name.
You might think about those, but now I'm starting to think about, like, every time I look out my window, if I go to the bathroom at night, I think to myself, what if I see something there? Like, what
don't
if I
look? That's why you have to put your blinds on. I put all my blinds on at night.
Well, this is also why. So, did you hear about what's happening? The Vatican is putting out a preparation guideline for people seeing, like, apparitions. Like,
I think it's Project Bluebeam. They're getting ready.
Angels and the Virgin Mary and Christ himself makes himself known. That's what the Vatican is putting out right now. So I'm like, oh my God, am I going to look out and see an apparition? I mean, I don't know. Like, would I be scared if I saw that?
I have a feeling that's Project Blue Book because I feel like it's going to happen.
Project Bluebeam?
Project Bluebeam, yes.
So what exactly is Project Bluebeam?
So it's basically they want like world order. So the government is going to fake an alien invasion, or like fake like Christ coming back, like something crazy like that. And then we're all just going to have to unite into this under this one world order.
Okay. Well,
so everyone was predicting that the fake alien invasion is happening in 2024. Like, and now they're putting this out.
Well, I don't know because so this is like a legit thing. Like you could Google it. They're actually having a full blown press conference today.
Yeah. What time is that? And where can we watch it?
I'm not sure, but yeah, it's going to be today actually. And
today.
Yeah, Thursday. But they're doing a full blown live like thing, and they're going to basically say, you know, all the preparation and guidelines for these apparition sightings. And I'm like, what is happening?
What
like,
the heck goes on, man?
Right? And I'm like, and then everybody's like, oh, yeah, this it's going to be 40 days after the eclipse. I'm like, you know what? Maybe.
See?
Maybe it's all connected.
Because I'm telling you.
There's like a couple weird things that have been happening after the eclipse. Like, have you noticed that birds are like out at night chirping away at like 2 a.m? Like, yep. Why are they chirping?
I have birds running into my window.
Like, what is happening with the birds? And they always say the
birds know.
Yeah.
You know, all like, those movies, 2012, all those movies of the end of the world and like weather and shit happening. When you see a flock of birds going, we're fucked.
But they even said if birds are just acting weird or acting different, it could like mean, you know, they're sensing something. And yeah, I just think it's weird that at
all night, the animals.
I've never ever heard in the past birds at night like chirping. It's usually like in the morning when the sun's out. But if you go outside at night, you hear them chirping like it's daytime. I'm like, what is happening here?
And then something's going down. I'm telling you.
And then I thought I was crazy. And I'm like, am I just making this stuff in my head? Like maybe I've always heard birds chirping at night.
But no, I never hear birds chirping at night.
And I just Googled it, like where I went in TikTok and I searched birds chirping at night because I'm like, am I just nuts? And a lot of other people have noticed it. So I'm like, okay, so I'm not like making this up in my head. It's
no.
Yeah. So weird stuff. I don't know, man.
Yeah, so now I keep thinking of mimics, and I need to stop. I don't know what to do.
Well, yeah, those are like skinwalkers.
Yeah, I don't want to keep thinking about that.
Well, that's another weird thing. So I saw also on TikTok that I need to just get off my algorithm. Remember how good my algorithm was like a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, it was like bunnies and funny things.
Yeah, it's back to like freaking crazy shit. But so this teacher, and I don't know how true this is. I don't know if this teacher is lying, but this teacher went on TikTok and said they're now not only doing like fire drills and stuff, they're also doing alien and skinwalker drills.
Oh, skinwalker drills.
Do you think that's true?
Oh my God. Well, I could maybe some schools that like have like
like the Appalachian
principles. Yeah.
like your
Appalachian. Well, I want to know their drill. Like, what's the difference between like a fire drill, bad person coming into the school, and then a skinwalker alien drill?
I have no idea. I'm assuming it's basically the same. I don't know. But I saw it and was like, this can't be real, right?
Maybe they grab the salt out and like.
The salt?
Yeah, and, like, throw it at the skinwalker.
Wait. They're not witches.
It'll sizzle. It'll sizzle the skinwalker.
You're thinking about witches. You're thinking about Hocus Pocus. I don't think salt is going to do anything for a skinwalker or
alien. All right.
I think you're thinking about, like, a witch.
I am. You know why I'm thinking about salt? Because on TikTok, you know the trend where it's like, tell me a scary story that happened to you, or tell me a ghost story, a scary story that happened to you that nobody will believe, but, you know, it did happen. And then it's like a trend, like, and then there's all these stories of people, like, experiencing, like, ghosts and, like all these supernatural things. And this one, like, I'm addicted to it. And this one story, this girl, she was living in her attic. And then she had a dream that this little boy was like, will you play with me? And she was like, yeah, sure. And then she woke up and then the boy was in her room.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was like crazy shit. And then her mom was very religious. She was like, you need to bring holy water and salt up to your room. You have to do it because you agreed to play with the little boy. And then she threw the holy water all around the room. And then she threw the salt on the bed because that's where the little boy was in her dream. And she said the bed starts to sizzle.
Really?
Like, oh my God. And then the boy went away.
That entire thing.
And then the boy went away. The stories are wild, but I can't listen to them at night. So right. I'm usually like watching it like at pickup before the kids.
Maybe I spoke too soon. Maybe salt could work.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Maybe salt will sizzle the skinwalkers.
All right, meatballs, carry some salt in your pockets at all times.
Yep.
Little packets.
Put it in your pocketbook.
I can't. Oh my God, we're scaring our meatballs again. Okay, let's move on.
Sorry, kids.
All right, so let's get back into like the Met Gala because shit's getting crazy. You know how we were joking about Hunger Games?
Like
how
everyone's saying it's actually Hunger Games.
I know, and it's so funny because me and you were literally just joking like they looked like they were dressed like the Hunger Games. And now they are going crazy, everybody. Like, everybody is, like, blocking all these celebrities. And, you know, like, I'm like, oh, my God. They're playing the hanging tree in the background. And they're like, we're in district this. We're in district that. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. Like, we were just joking about it looking like the Hunger Games. But it kind of is, I guess. It's like they're the platform. So, yeah, Nicole, it's good that you don't go to the Met Gala.
I mean, I guess so. And like just going down the rabbit hole with Hollywood and stuff like that, it gets scary. Like, and everyone's like, oh, well, you're a part of it. I'm like, no, I'm not. Like, we live in Jersey. We are normal freaking people. We're just on a reality show. Like, we don't go to any of these Hollywood things or red carpets. No,
we're not. We won't get invited to that kind of stuff. And I don't even go, honestly.
And us meatballs are not like that. We like to be very normal. I mean, it's cool to like go to an event and like meet celebrities. Like, that's fun. But when it comes to like being the Hollywood elite, bitches, that is not us. Yeah. So we know nothing.
No one's given me like a 20,000 dress to wear.
Hell no. I remember, oh my God, I remember, where was I going? It might have been like the Grammys, like the second or third season we were on. And they invited us to go to the Grammys. And one of the stylists that was working with us, she was like asking people to dress me and everyone was like, no. So only BB would like put me in dress.
Oh, I love BB.
Same. And I was like, whatever. I love BB anyway. Like, why would I wear a designer?
Yeah. I brats. Fit in those things anyway.
Yeah. That is not my style. So.
Yeah. But yeah, I was like, oh yeah, it looks like the Hunger Games. And now literally every TikTok is like, they're going on a blocking spree. Like, people are losing so many followers and they're blocking them because then if they block them, it stops like the people that, I guess, their advertisements and stuff. So it's not just like unfollowing. If you block, then the advertisements get blocked. So I think people are, the influencers and stuff, they're like getting nervous about it. But I mean, what are you gonna do? I mean,
what are you gonna do?
It looked like that. I'm not going to lie. It looked like the freaking Hunger Games over there.
Literally, that's what you said. And it is.
And I was like, oh, I guess I wasn't the only one that thought that. Look at me.
Here's what happened when one journalist reported on DEI programs.
I decided to just focus on the University of Michigan. I obtained internal documents that showed that the school had spent about $250 million on DEI programs. I spent 2 weeks in Ann Arbor talking to everybody I could find. The unintended consequences of these programs, they had sort of left everybody dissatisfied. And this expensive machinery the school had built just imploded. If you're a journalist, you are not on anyone's team. All you're trying to do is figure out as many of the facts as you can gather. The facts are going to guide you to where the story lands. You're not taking sides. I'm Nick Confessori. I'm an investigations reporter for the New York Times.
Journalists like Nick follow the facts wherever they lead. They go where news breaks, get answers firsthand, and publish what they find. That's fact-based reporting. Seek it out if you don't already.
Thank you.
So in celeb gossip world, did you see that Bieber and Hailey are having a baby?
Oh, yeah, I did see that. I did see that.
How old are they?
I mean, they have to be in their late 20s.
Right? I was like, why do I think they're like 20, 21?
No, they have to be old. They have to be like 25. Right. Why don't we Google it? How old is Justin Bieber?
Bieber. Justin Bieber.
I kind of feel like Hailey Bieber, everybody's always like, they always give Hailey Bieber and Justin such a hard time about being together. I think they thought that they were going to break up. And then they were like, nope, we're having a baby. How old is? Because, you know, everyone's still obsessed with Justin Selena.
Oh, he's 30.
He's 30?
God damn.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah, he's 30. We're only 6 years older than him.
He wasn't that much younger than us.
Why do I feel like he was a baby? Because I remember the Grammys where I wore my purple BB dress. You guys can Google it. It's a really cute dress. But I was doing co-hosting, I think, for like Extra or something. And that's where I ended up interviewing him. And I was, I don't know, like freaking 22, 23. He was like 12.
Well, think about it. It's 10 years.
I mean, yeah.
No, not 10 years.
I'm only 6 years older than him.
Yeah, I don't know why I thought I was so much older than Justin Bieber.
And Hailey is 27. So yeah, she's younger.
Oh, so our age. Well, I mean, not really our age.
Do you know how old Taylor Swift is?
She has to be 30? What?
She's 34.
She's 34?
What the fuck?
Why did I think these people were so much younger than me?
Guess how old Nicki Minaj is? Like, it's just popping up now, all these celebrities. No,
he's older than us, so I think. She has to be, what, 39?
Nicki Minaj is 41!
Really?
What the heck? Who else do we want to know? Who else's age, let's say?
Who else? Look at us, not that old over here.
Yeah. How old is Cardi B? Cardi B's 31. She's young.
Oh, she's young.
Yeah. Who would have thunk, man?
Not me. Well, congratulations.
Not me.
Bieber and Hailey. I love little babies.
So funny.
So have you been watching? So I started that baby reindeer you told me about.
Oh, my God. Did you finish it?
No. Me and Chris are only on episode. So this is what happened.
It's so fucked.
So we started it, and the kids were acting like crazy pants. I had to cancel the night. That's how crazy they were acting. I'm like, the night's canceled.
Cancel.
Like, the night is canceled because they were acting nuts. So I was like, the night is canceled. So I like, because we were going to do a movie night, all of us. And I picked out a movie, like a family movie, and whatever. The kids were being bad. I'm not even going to lie. My kids were not
you
being
You watched Baby Reindeer with the kids?
No. Oh. This was after I canceled the night with the kids. I was like,
do not continue.
No. I canceled the night. Bad. So I canceled the night because we were going to have a family movie night. Cute. And CJ and Cameron were not listening. They were being bad. They were laughing in our faces about getting punished. I was like, oh, no. I was like,
you're such a boy mom.
I was like, no. They're laughing at each other. They think it's so funny. I said, okay, the night's canceled. I took the snacks. I put them away. I brought them upstairs.
Oh, did they cry?
They were so upset. But I was like, I have to, because if I allow them to disrespect me and Chris like that, it's just like,
no, they're going to keep doing it. Mm-mm.
Like, they weren't even taking Chris seriously. And then Chris was getting pissed. So I was like, you know what? And I get scared when Chris yells. I just got done yelling, but I'm more scared when he yells because he's the dad. So I'm like, I'll take care of it. So I just canceled the night. So they went upstairs, and then me and Chris decided, I was like, you know what? Let's just us watch something then. So we started that Baby Reindeer, but then the kids were having like conniptions like halfway through. So I think we got through one episode, and then I was like, you know what? The whole night's just canceled. I was like, let's just go upstairs.
All right. So you didn't even really start it yet.
No, we're just on the first.
Oh my goodness.
But
it gets freaking crazy. And then, so I'm an idiot. I didn't realize that the actor is actually, that's his real story of like what happened with the actual stalker.
Oh wait, that's him?
The actor is him. Like, he's playing his life. And he said, And he was like being so vulnerable about it. Cause then I started watching the interviews and he was like talking about how he was like sexually assaulted before and like all this stuff. And I'm like, holy shit. It's like, it gets deep. It gets deep. So that's why I'm like, make sure the kids are sleeping for it.
No. Yeah. No. That the night was canceled when we started watching. I was like, the night's canceled. And their faces.
I want our meatballs. If you guys are listening to this, like during happy hour and you guys are drinking, drink every time me and Dina say cancel.
Cancel?
I feel like we do say it a lot.
Do we?
I just said it before about like talking about mimics. I was like, cancel. And then when we talk about us filming,
like delete.
Yeah, delete, cancel it.
I can't. We're so freaking weird.
Take a shot.
Another, what I'm also excited for now that we're talking about shows, have you ever seen The Summer I Got Pretty?
I don't think so.
So
no, I haven't seen it.
Like it because it's more of like a teeny bopper show, but it's I like it. I think it's cute. It kind of reminds me of like kind of like the teen drama type stuff. But they just started filming season 3. So Meatballs, if you're into like that teen drama stuff, love, blah blah.
Try lovey.
Yeah, Summer I Got Pretty on Prime. It's so good. It's so great. The actors and actresses are great. And yeah, they're starting to film season 3. So I'm really pumped about that. Because I was like, where is the rest of this season? Like, I was like, where is this third season? Come on.
Cute.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm excited for that as well.
Yeah, I feel like I don't have a show.
You don't have a show? Shows. Wait, did you see? I know I'm all over the place right now. Because I was just on TikTok and I have like a million things in my head. Did you see the portal they put in the New York City to Dublin?
No, what portal?
So they made this thing called it's a portal and it's a video where it's a live video stream and it's a big circle and you could go into New York City and you could watch Dublin through the screen. And then like Dublin can see you, you could see Dublin and you could interact with them. So, but it already
is this the one where the girls flash their boobs?
Yeah, it already got taken down, I think. I'm pretty sure they already canceled it. I think people started doing bad things and showing themselves and showing raunchy stuff. So I think I'm pretty sure they might have canceled it already. I think it was up for like 24 hours.
Oh, shit.
We can't have nice things over here.
No, we can never have nice things.
Yeah.
What a sin.
Yeah. Like people were saying inappropriate things, doing inappropriate things. I'm like, oh my gosh, 24 hours it was up.
We are silly.
I can't. Yeah. So I thought that was kind of cool though. Like a cool, like a portal. Like that's crazy.
But I don't understand how they did it. Like, is it just like two cameras? I don't understand.
I'm assuming so. I guess it's like a live stream, but you could see each other. So it's like a big giant Zoom, I guess.
Weird.
Yeah, so people are in Dublin, and I'm pretty sure they were being inappropriate over there also. So it wasn't just the United States.
It wasn't just us being assholes.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the people in Dublin were being fresh also. Freaking crazy. But yeah, that was like a new thing, but it already got canceled. It's done. I mean, unless...
We have nice things.
Unless they're going to like just, I guess, maybe put security over there or something. I don't know. Weird. All right, you want to get some meatball questions? Ew, this question's gross. You're going to like this question.
Ooh.
You ready for it?
Yeah, do it.
All right. This question is from Kimmy from Fontana, California. Nicole, would you let Deaners take a dump in your purse if she had to go really bad and there was no restrooms? Deaner, same question.
Well, before she takes a dump in my, I wouldn't even think you taking a dump in my purse. I would just be like, let's go outside and find a bush.
Yeah. I feel like I would,
like, I would, my first response wouldn't be my purse.
Yeah. I feel like I would try and like bring you into like somewhere to pop a squat.
Yeah. I feel like we would do it outside. But if like you really had to go poopies.
Oh, like if we're stuck in a car?
No, I make you shit on the seat.
You make me shit on the seat.
I'm not letting you poop in my Louis bag.
No, yeah, I get it.
Like, are you gonna let me shit in your bag?
Nah.
Right? Because then it's like done.
I would say but just.
I don't want the bag after that.
Yeah, I would say just hang your coolie out the car.
And like turds flying everywhere.
Just like we'll pull over to the side, we'll open up the door, hang out your coolie, and then
I'm gonna say no to the purse. I'm shitting outside like a dog.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's see what else.
Who asked that?
Kimmy from Fontana, California.
You're funny, Kimmy.
Okay. Hey, meatballs. Danielle here. Just saw the Tucson episode, my hometown. Just wondering your thoughts on our city and state. Do you think you could survive our 120-degree summers? And also, can't wait for a Tucson Phoenix snooki shop. I honestly loved Tucson. I actually had a really, really great time there. Mm-hmm. But it was hot. It was hot. I don't know if I could do 120-degree summers.
Yeah, I thought it was definitely beautiful. And I love, you guys know, like, I'm obsessed with aliens and stuff. And Arizona's, like, known for, like, aliens and, you know, in the mountains and all that. So I was very excited to come. I thought it was beautiful. But, yes, I'm not into, like, hot weather. So that's the only thing I didn't like about it. But I thought it was beautiful.
Yeah.
Very nice place.
Okay. Hi, meatballs. I was wondering how you guys feel about fans coming up to you in public, specifically when you're with your families. Dean, I saw you went to Monster Jam, but didn't want to interrupt your family time. Love you. Oh, she saw me at Monster Jam.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
She saw you drinking your brewskis.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You totally could have came up to me. As long as people come up to me and they're, like, respectful and, like, not too, like, screaming so that it's, like everybody starts to look and then I get embarrassed. But as long as, like, everyone, if someone comes up to me and they're pretty discreet and they're, like, super nice, like, I'm completely fine with it. So if you see me out and, like, at Monster Jam or, like, somewhere with my family, mm-hmm. like, I'm completely okay with someone coming up to me as long as, like, it's respectful and in a respectful way.
No, yeah, everyone comes up to me at cheer, and I just feel like everyone is just very nice about it. Like, hey, girl, like, me and Dina, like, when you guys come up to us and you're, like, a friend.
Yeah.
I feel like when it gets rowdy and crazy, I'm like, oh my God, now everyone knows and I'm like trying to like run away because it gets very embarrassing. Yeah. But no, you could definitely come up to us, say, hey girl, can we grab a picture? I just went to Kohl's and the girl that cashed me out for like all my Disney stuff, she was like, can I get a picture? I'm like, of course you can. So yes, me and Dina always love to meet you guys and, you know, meet our meatballs.
Yeah, you totally could have came up to me during Monster Jam. A lot of other people did.
You could have bought her a brewski.
Yeah, I could have got could have shared a beer. Or not shared a beer.
Shared a beer.
But yeah, meatballs, if you see us out, you could come up to us and just be like, hey,
yeah, come on down.
Yeah, we don't mind at all. Just don't be like, Dana! And then I'm like, oh my God.
Oh my God, Snooki!
Then I get embarrassed. Literally, it's not even that I get annoyed. I get a little introverted. I'm like, oh my God. But all right, meatballs, I have to get going. I have to get my kids together for some sports events tonight.
Yeah, mama's got to pack for Disney. I got to get my shit together before we film. So it's been great, meatballs. We love you. Happy Jersey. Make sure you watch the new episode tonight. I'm on this episode, this one. I know I said that last week.
Yes, finally it's here.
I know I said that last week, but, yeah, I guess I missed two episodes. I'm like sad about it, but it's okay. I come tonight and it's going to be a good time. Me and Dina are going to reunite and have fun. So watch the episode tonight and we love you, meatballs. We did it, D.
Woo. Let's get sauced.